Welcome to a World Youth Day podcast brought to you by the Daughters of St. Paul. Don't forget to visit our website at www.daughtersofst.paul.org.au.
Night prayer for Sunday, the 20th of July.
At the end of this day, let us take some quiet time to reflect and to recall our day. There have been so many memorable events and experiences throughout these last few days. So many new people encountered and friendships formed. Many of these will never be repeated and are a unique gift from God. Where was I in my faith journey when I began World Youth Day? What were my questions, my fears and expectations? How have I been changed by this experience? What will I take home from this World Youth Day? With whom might I share this gift? Now bring to mind one moment of unity, of joy or sharing with others that you have experienced this day. What invitation is Jesus making to you through this moment? Now bring to mind one moment of disquiet, of tension or distress. How did you respond? What did it ask of you? Praise God, all you his servants, both great and small. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Salvation and glory and power belong to our God. His judgments are true and just. Alleluia. Alleluia. Praise our God, all you his servants, you who fear him, small and great. Alleluia. Alleluia. The Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory. Alleluia. Alleluia. The marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Praise God, all you his servants, both great and small. Alleluia.
The scripture reading is from 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verses 13 to 17. But we must always give thanks to God for you, brothers and sisters, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you as the first fruits for salvation, through sanctification by the Spirit, and through belief in the truth. For this purpose he called you, through our proclamation of the good news, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold fast to the traditions that you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by our letter. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God our Father, who loved us and through grace gave us eternal comfort and good hope, comfort your hearts and strengthen them in every good work and word.
Save us, Lord, while we are awake. Protect us while we sleep, that we may keep watch with Christ and rest with him in peace.
At last, all-powerful Master, you give leave to your servant to go in peace according to your promise. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared for all the nations, the light to enlighten the Gentiles and give glory to Israel, your people. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Save us, Lord, while we are awake. Protect us while we sleep, that we may keep watch with Christ and rest with him in peace.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
The Lord grant us a quiet night and a perfect end.
Amen.